Treading gingerly through the detritus, Neil approached the dead body lying on its back between two sycamore trees. The coroner and pathologist stood nearby, discussing something. The police photographer was taking shots of the corpse. A video camera operator circulated, recording the crime scene. They were being watched by a bunch of crows perched in the branches overhead. A passing glance at the American tourist's face showed grisly signs of their work, for both eyes were pecked away. His spectacles lay, arms half collapsed, by the right side of his head, tossed there by the hungry birds. The lips were ragged, and his tongue was partially eaten. Neil thought of the dead sheep he used to find on his father's farm. Slugs crawled on the victim's cheeks and hands, leaving silver trail marks. Leaves stuck to his clothing and wispy hair, thrown up by the birds, and from being dragged here. He'd take some moving, for as the hotel staff described him, Brad Whitford was a large man, 6'3" tall and 21 stone. What was that in American terms? About 300 pounds. He wouldn't be able to lift such a weight alone, so there could be two killers. Beyond the body, there were drag marks along an animal trail between the trees. He heard someone approaching behind him. Frank's aquiline face entered Neil's peripheral vision. "I'm sure you observed the disturbance on the track there, sir. He was killed on the other side of the wood and pulled on his back over here. There's signs of a tussle on the ploughed field, but not much of one. I took a quick shifty at the victim and found a narrow stab wound on his left rib cage. It's covered over by his jacket at present. Just as well, really, or those damn birds would have been at it." Neil held his patience. Frank showed willing but failed to notice the obvious sometimes. "See those horizontal branches between us and the body? The corpse was posed there in an upright position and has been knocked backwards by the birds or by settling under its own weight. We can't see the heels as it's arranged now, and that's what the murderer wanted whoever finds the body to see first." "The other two victims weren't posed, sir?" "Not so far as we can tell at present, Frank, but their positioning may have relevance for the killer. Where's Mary?" "She's at the site of the fight. It's cordoned off with crime scene tape, and I posted two constables to prevent ghouls coming for a looky-loo.